Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has announced his new cabinet. The reshuffle changes ministers in 6 of the 15 ministries. Lots of news to report on this. Joining us now, Dr. Felix Tan Tiam Kim, associate lecturer at Singapore Institute of Management, to help kind of break down some of the news on this. Felix, welcome to the show. Any surprises for you when you looked at the new cabinet?
There isn't a huge surprise all around. If you look at the cabinet at this point in time, there some of the more stable portfolio remains. You know, for example, foreign affairs, defense is still from the previous cabinet prior to the election. A few surprises would be, I think, the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Transport, and as well as some new office holders as well. But by and large, I think what Prime Minister Lee has done is to stabilize the cabinet at this point in time. I mean, familiar faces all around nonetheless.
Yeah, when you think, you mentioned, for example, education, for example, why was that maybe potentially a little bit of a surprise for you?
Because, you know, Ong Ye Kung has actually introducing a lot of changes to the educational landscape, and it hasn't really been implemented just yet because it's in the coming years. And then suddenly he's been shifted out of education and into transport. But again, it is a little bit of a surprise. You know, one would have thought that, you know, Ong Ye Kung would want to see it through, his policy see it through, and, you know, just to stabilize for a while. But again, it's I think what Prime Minister Lee is going to test him out is about versatility. You know, and a lot of all those new faces that you see is about versatility. You don't just remain in one particular portfolio, but you move around to the other portfolios. So you have a clearer idea, a holistic kind of approach when it comes to policy planning.
Yeah, we've seen quite a shift. I mean, the age is shifting, right? And very purposefully, it would appear that it is a younger cabinet than we have seen perhaps in some of the other cabinets. Why is that important, in your opinion, to the PAP? If so, why?
I think it is definitely important. If you look at the age, the younger ones, 5 years down the road, I mean, at the next election, they won't be so young anymore. So I think, you know, you need time, and these are still the 4G leaders, no matter how you see it. I don't see them as being 5G leaders. So the thing is that, you know, you need time for them to develop their abilities and their understanding of each of the portfolio before giving it to them, in, you know, or promoting them to the portfolio in the future or in the coming years. And I do suspect that, you know, perhaps in 1 or 2 years down the road, these so-called new faces or younger cabinet ministers will be promoted upwards as well to take over those that could be retiring in about, well, let's say, 5 years down the road.
We're speaking with Dr. Felix Tan Tiam Kim, associate lecturer at Singapore Institute of Management. As we looked at, for example, Lawrence Wong is now the Minister for Education, second Minister for Finance, and Desmond Lee, who is now the new Minister for National Development. It seems that Lawrence Wong had done a very good job as Minister for National Development, getting us through COVID-19. Why do you suspect a change would have been made there?
I think, you know, Lawrence Wong has experience in the education ministry years back anyway. So I think he wouldn't be the least surprised. So he's very familiar with the portfolio to take over. You needed someone to take over the Ministry of Transport. So I think, you know, when Ong Ye Kung moved out, they needed someone who is familiar with the educational landscape. And I think Lawrence Wong will be the next best person. And if you look at how he has actually managed the COVID-19 task force, has been really effective, and he has done a good job in that field. So I think, you know, it's about giving it to people who knows how to handle the changing circumstances.
In a general way, as you've seen the changes in portfolios happen over various elections, is there a pattern to this, or does it really just come down to the individuals and the individual skills that they can bring to the job? What is the overall rationale for making changes when perhaps you know, people that are in the current jobs are doing just fine?
I think it's about, like I mentioned earlier, it's about versatility and also about renewal. I mean, you know, it's about testing how well a minister can work in another ministry. That's number one. I think secondly, also, if, you know, eventually if you need to take over other portfolios, it's about understanding how, you know, you can cross, policies can affect other ministries as well. So you cannot just say that it's just one area. So you're familiar with the other portfolios, you understand how policies will eventually affect the whole gamut of ministries across the board as well.
Yeah, there was a change in one of the ministries. The Ministry of the Environment and Water Resources is now going to be called the Ministry of Sustainability and the Environment, to be headed by Grace Fu. Why is that kind of a change, just renaming it? They were saying it would reflect the mission going forward. Do you see that as an important change?
I think at the end of the day, that ministry still remains as, you know, dealing with the environment and also water resources. I think if you look at it, it's about whatever resources that we have in Singapore, and one of the core resources of, you know, is about the environment. I mean, years back when we talk about water resources, water was very important to us. It is still very important, but I think these days we want to incorporate the idea that, you know, we are talking about reusable energy, we're talking about sustainability, climate change. So these are much broader factors that fall into this portfolio. And by renaming it, I think it's trying to put everything together, you know, energy markets, you know, everything inside this portfolio as well. So sustainability for the long term, and it's about the environment as well.
We're speaking with Dr. Felix Tan, Tiam Kim, Associate Lecturer at Singapore Management University, on the brand new cabinet that was announced by Prime Minister Lee on Saturday. And diversity is always a topic that's important in this political cycle. There are 9 women among this term's lineup of 37 political office holders, with 2 newcomers coming in. And while that number has inched up over the years, the proportion of women went down just slightly in this election, in this cabinet shuffle. We still have 3 women ministers out of 20 full ministers. On the last cabinet, it was 3 women out of 19. So not a big change there. Does this send any messages about diversity and making sure that women and other groups are well represented in this cabinet?
I think that there is definitely a concerted effort to have more women representation in part of the political office holders. And it is really, really important to ensure that there is this this sort of diversity within the cabinet. So I think, you know, by putting up this new slate of women candidates, it does show that the government is trying to push for more representation in these areas. I mean, one should not really always, you know, depend on, you know, gender disparity or gender diversity in that sense. I mean, everyone is capable, but this is definitely a very good move. And I think, you know, more women should, you know, come into the fore and be represented in this field.
Thank you so much to Dr. Felix Tan, Tiam Kim, Associate Lecturer at Singapore Institute of Management. Appreciate your comments on the new cabinet.
You're welcome.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.